Teenagers have to confront a myriad of awkward, uncomfortable, confusing, and downright scary questions. Some of them can turn to their families and friends. If stability or comfort marks your home life, then the lessons that these at-risk youngsters get when they visit the A-list may seem simple, like what middle-class folks take for granted. In the spring of 2011, Matt Norris helped to establish a drop-in center in Brooklyn Park for these often confused young people. Why do we care? Because the business model which he and the group's co-founder, Asha Sharma, created became a haven that puts youngsters at the helm. And that caught the White House's attention in the Campus Champions of Change Challenge. As Mr. Norris says,
the A-List is designed to provide ladders of opportunity for these teens. There are opportunities out there that have previously been unreachable for these teens, and the A-List is providing that ladder.
Organizing the A-List began about 2 years before it opened, with a three-pronged strategy: entrepreneurship, education, and the creative arts. These are the essence of the A-List's mission. It's a place to get help with homework, a place for teens to get a job, and a place for them to showcase their talents. Unfortunately, the A-List ranked too low in the Champions of Change Challenge for its youngsters to visit the White House. Its executive director, Matt Norris, describes the situation.
It was selected out of a couple thousand applicants as one of the 15 finalists for the Campus Champions of Change Challenge by the White House. That they invited all 15 finalists to the White House. And unfortunately, since we weren't in the top five, the only people who got to go were Asha and me. We were able to go represent the A-List at the White House, talk with staff, really talk about how we see this as something that can go national.
I spoke to one teen supervisor, Carly, about why the center was special from the beginning.
No, I guess it was just a sort of like everything together, that everyone was working together, everyone wanted to be here, and it was just so cool to be here and be a part of something bigger. Like, one person can't really do a lot, but if you get a group together, it can make a whole change. So
she described the group's impact on her.
It's a huge one. I grew up with a great family, and they were always supportive and always everything that I really needed. So it was kind of an eye-opener to come here and see that not everyone was like how I grew up and how fortunate I was. Just me being around here and helping out, it just, I don't know, it makes me feel good.
Matt Norris describes the entrepreneurship aspect.
There's a couple things that really distinguish us. It's very difficult for young people to find job opportunities right now. What we do at the A-List is we engage the teens in the process. For instance, if an item isn't selling at the snack bar, we engage them in the process of figuring out, what are we going to do? You don't get that experience when you're working at McDonald's. And so the teens are really learning those key things that are going to help them to either start their own business or when they go out and start their own careers.
One of the least conventional elements that distinguishes the group is its commitment to the arts, and the sneaky way they use it as a hook.
I did a benefit concert with Allison Scott, an up-and-coming new artist here in town. We've got rappers, we've got spoken word people, we've got dancers. And that creative arts piece is so important for a couple of reasons.
Basically, they serve to entice youngsters to come through the door, and once they do that, they usually engage and commit themselves to some activity.
And so that creative arts piece is important for that reason. And it's also important because it's something that the teens are good at, and it's a way to build self-confidence. And for many of these young people, they've never found something that they can be successful at where people say, you know what, you're really good at this.
Another student supervisor, Quentin, describes how his involvement made him grow.
It's taught me that everything that you do has a price for it. And if you work hard enough, you can accomplish anything. Just as the A-List has, it definitely showed that if you put your mind to it, anything is possible.
This is Will Wright for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.